Parachet of this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu encourages the Jewish people to observe the mitzvot so that they can live and thrive and inherit the land that was promised to their ancestors. Parachet Pasuk Aleph. In Pasuk Bet, he references the 40-year trek through the desert and even says surprisingly that God intended for the Jewish people to feel suffering as a test to see if they would keep the mitzvot then and realize who was going to be providing for them and whose mitzvot they needed to keep. Pasuk Gimel, stark terms, Vayancha Vayarivecho, he pained you and starved you, and then Vayachilcha et amana shelo yadata v'lo yaduna avotecha, only then did he give you the man that you should feel the need first. Amano diacha, so you could realize, so he could inform you, ki lo al alechem levado yichia adam, that it's not really bread alone that man lives with through, ki al kol motzefi Hashem yichia adam, perichet pasuk gimel. It's the word of God that man lives through and by. Makes sense that Amos talks about an eventuality where, perichet, hinei amim ba'im nu'um Hashem, v'yishlachti ra'av baretz, I'm going to send a famine through the land, lo rav lalechem v'lo tzam alamayim, not a famine for bread and a thirst for water, but ki'im l'shmo'at divrei Hashem, a thirst to hear the word of God. And basically the point that's being made here is that people should realize that the food comes from that higher source and therefore be interested in the higher source. People enter into the land of Israel, when people live their lives, wherever they live their lives, if they feel that they get by based on their efforts and based on their own bread, the mitzvot mean less than they mean when a person realizes that they get by based on the food provided by God, and therefore essentially by the word of God who provides the food through his word, but also provides the mitzvot through the same word. Lily Tomlin once said, famous actress, reality is nothing more, nothing but a collective hunch. We get used to reality and assume it to be such, and when we can't see through the veil of reality, we get lulled into assuming that we provide for ourselves and need nothing else in order to survive. The message of Parachet Pasuk Gimel is to realize that it is not bread alone that supports us, but really God's word that gives us the man in a clear way in the desert and a bread when we're in Eretz Yisrael and living through Darchei HaTeva wherever we are.